G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
What kind of state do people want for the future? This question was the starting point of the event States of the Future, coordinated by the Brazilian Ministry of Management and Innovation in Public Services. The panels are part of the official program of the G20 Development Working Group ministerial meeting in Rio de Janeiro under the Brazilian presidency. At the opening session, Minister Esther Dueck highlighted that States of the Future takes into account the specific context of the G20 to build a broader coalition of government representatives, academia, civil society, and international organizations. The minister says, "We are currently at a moment when we need to rethink the role of the state. After the 2008 crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic, people turned to us when they faced problems and wanted the state to resolve them. We saw that not all states were able to provide solutions because their instruments had been destroyed. For this reason, we are rethinking this issue for the 21st century." On the occasion, Minister Esther Dueck presented the 2024 Indicators Report from the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP. Regarding climate, one of the topics also addressed in the discussions, the data presented indicated that, by 2030, poverty caused by climate change could affect more than 130 million people worldwide. This could aggravate issues such as access to water and energy. Marcos Atias Neto, director of the Bureau for Policy and Program Support at the UNDP, explained that within the G20 topics addressing hunger, inequality, and climate change, the report supports action strategies and decision-making. He says, "The responsible use and deployment of technologies such as artificial intelligence will be crucial for reducing inequalities. Or not. If they are not used properly, inequalities may increase further. Today, 1 in 10 individuals worldwide lacks access to electricity. Without electricity, there's no access to the internet. Without the internet, people cannot access these increasingly rapid technologies. It is very important that we address this gap through technology and finance and tackle the climate crisis. This is crucial because it affects the poor first." Continuing on the topic of combating hunger, José Graziano da Silva, director of the Zero Hunger Institute, advocated for government policies to reduce poverty and combat climate change. Graziano cited Brazilian experiences as models, mentioning the Bolsa Família program and the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty led by Brazil. He says, "In reality, there has been a setback in the fight against hunger in most parts of the world since the pandemic, from which recovery has been slow. We are talking about providing food for people, which is something we know needs to be done. I believe President Lula understands very well that we have the means to end hunger worldwide, and Brazil can significantly contribute to this effort. Therefore, the alliance comes at the right moment, at the right time." This is Pedro Sardinha, reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.